The All-American Half Pound. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
Don't touch that dial.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メットフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Come on, I dare you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on A Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we do freeform genre jumping, mixing it up with disco, country, funk, punk, ambient metal, electronic jazz, as many different styles of music as we possibly can. The only restriction being that they have to match our theme du jour in one way or another. And then, in between and on top of the music, we mix in audio samples from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where. The theme for this week's episode is called Don't You Dare. We started off the program with the Japanese artist Anne Lewis performing Roppongi Shinju. It's about a woman with a younger boyfriend who's gotten jealous of her, and she's telling him, "Don't you dare get jealous." That was from an album released in 1991, and it's an excellent example of power J-pop. Anne Lewis was born in Japan to an American father and a Japanese mother, and she was really popular in Japan in the 1970s and 80s. And she sure shows she can sing in Japanese as well as English in that song. The title, Roppongi Shinju, is a little crazy because Roppongi is an area of Tokyo known for its nightlife and love hotels. And Shinju is apparently about a suicide love pact. But that's not what's really going on in the rest of the song. She retired from show business in the 1990s, suffering from panic attacks, and then settled down in Los Angeles, running a jewelry design shop. Backing me up right now is the oh-so-very multi-talented Japanese composer and performer Kitaro. This is a song called Silence from his 2003 album, Sacred Journey of Kukai. Well, that does it for the Japanese music in this episode. Now we're going to be hearing some disco, vintage rock and roll, and then some country and new wave as we explore our theme, Don't You Dare, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community.
Baby, don't leave me this way, no. Oh, dear, you don't want to dare me because you have no idea who you're dealing with.
Look at her like that.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Don't you dare say goodbye, because you damn well better be coming back soon.
Hey,
yes.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know it was your turn.
Ew. It stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in this episode, our theme is called Don't You Dare. We kicked off that set with Thelma Houston and Don't Leave Me This Way from the perfect compilation album, Pure Disco, Volume 1. And then we heard from Barons with Don't Blame Me from the Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1. And thanks going out to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for turning me on to that album. Next up was Johnny Cash and Don't Take Your Guns to Town, followed by Simple Minds and Don't You Forget About Me. And then we finish things off with a public service message about the dangers of secondhand smoke and kids and people and pets, too. Right now, we're listening to a selection from the incredible Environments Ambient album series, which was produced by Irv Tybell between 1969 and 1979. There are 11 albums in the series, originally all released on vinyl LP long playing albums. We are experiencing Dawn at New Hope, Pennsylvania, an ambient album side from Environments 2. We're going to start off the next set with a song from Can, the German experimental electronic band. This track, called Don't Say No, was released in 1977 as a single. It's a pretty poppy song for them. Thank you.
You dare shoot at me?
Don't you dare. You don't want to dare me because you have no idea who you're dealing with. You don't want to dare me because you have no idea who you're dealing with.
Oh, baby, make your mind up.
you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't drink the water. yes, yes, say you feel the right to remain, then stay, and I will bury you. What's that you say? Sometimes it's not so easy to be the teacher's pet. Temptation, a frustration, a stuff that it makes him cry. A wet bus stop, she's waiting. This car is warm and dry. Don't stand so.
I'll meet you there, Father, even if I have to pick the lock.
Yeah.
don't you dare change the radio station, because you're listening to WMFO in Medford, one of the best freeform radio stations in the universe. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, and our theme is called Don't You Dare. We started off that last set with an unusually poppy song from the German experimental electronic band, Can. That was called Don't Say No, released as a single in 1977. And then we followed that with the originally Boston-based new wave band, The Cars, and Don't You Stop. And then we heard a Plastic Sushi remix of T's Freeze remix of Yaz's Don't Go. Next up was the Dave Matthews Band and Don't Drink the Water. And then the Police with the 1986 version of Don't Stand So Close to Me. And then we finished things up with Yarbrough and Peoples, Don't Stop the Music, from the perfect compilation album, Pure Funk, Volume 1. My ambiance right now is a wood-masted sailboat recorded by Irv Tibel and released on his 1977 Environments 8 album. In the next set, we're going to be hearing a deep cut from Queen's The Game album, and then the Armenian Duke player, Jivan Gasparian. Also a couple of things involving Michael Jackson. But first, let's start off with truly one of Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits.